It's long been known kids don't look forward to their daily algebra classes, but a recent report confirms these lessons have completely turned them from a maths-based career. President of the Australian Association of Mathematics Teachers, Judy Anderson, says students are confused about how school maths can benefit them in their careers.
Children need a lot more information about potential careers that mathematics can help them with.
Grade 12 student Lily Mulcahy says she's aware maths is required for university but doesn't see the link to a certain career.
I know that in some universities you do need like maths B to get into a course.
Engineers Without Borders Education Officer Arne Tran says students have put maths and science into the boring basket, leading to a significant drop in engineers in recent years.
There has been a skill shortage in Australia, mainly due to the fact that students are not inspired by mathematics and science-based subjects.
A school in Atlanta has developed a way to combat this lack of inspiration by paying students $9 an hour to learn maths. Miss Anderson, from the Australian Association of Mathematics Teachers, says she finds this interesting, but would rather use other methods to encourage children.
I'm not convinced that paying children is the way to go. I think what we need to do, we need to actually engage children more by providing content that engages them in the classroom.
Student Miss Mulcahy says paying them to learn maths sounds like a great idea.
I'd like that. It would make me work more and kind of listen. And I reckon other people in the class as well would listen more if they were getting paid.
Paying students may lead to higher maths grades, but would not necessarily lead to the pursuit of a maths-based career. Miss Tran from Engineers Without Borders says students need to be shown the link between maths and the outside world in order to encourage their interest.
Instead of paying them, why don't we inspire the students through making what they are learning real?
Miss Anderson says after seeing the results of the report, that is exactly what they plan to do.
We need to look at the curriculum, we need to refine it so that children are engaged in more problem-solving activities that they can relate to, things that relate more to their everyday experiences.